As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome in, everyone. Episode number 162, the Life Coaching for Men podcast. What is going on? We are well into July, and I hope everybody's had a good week. Hope you guys are fired up about just life in general. Hopefully some of you have gotten away and you've got to take a vacation and had a little time off to rest and relax. And if that's the case, I want to encourage you to unplug and disconnect. For years, I didn't used to do that. And I've gotten pretty good at it in my older age. And so I would encourage you to do that and do that as soon as possible if you're not used to disconnecting. So doesn't mean you have to stay disconnected the whole time. You can still, you know, if you need to check a few emails because it's going to help you not feel so swamped when you get back, that's okay. But just make sure you take some time for yourself and your family, friends, whoever you're with, and you get away. So, all right, speaking of, I think that was a good segue into today, 7 reasons that you might need a change. I know the title says 7 reasons you need a change because that's a little more catchy, but really these are 7 reasons why you might need a change. So if you find yourself dealing with these, it might be time for you to reevaluate your job, your career, you know, your career path, like the path you're going down, maybe a relationship that you're in, maybe a friendship that you're in. But I think most of these, as I go through them, I look at through the lens of a career change or a job change, but it could certainly be a relationship change as well. So 7 reasons you might need a change. Again, just like most weeks, all of these aren't going to resonate with you. Maybe this week, none of them resonate with you. But if one or two do, then this is the time to stop and pause and reflect and ask yourself some questions. You know, is there some truth to these? Do I need to think about that I might need a change? So just sit back, settle in, and take a few notes and see what does come up in you this week. So I took most of these. I made a few tweaks, but I took most of these from a site or on Instagram called mindset.focused. So I like to give credit where I find a lot of this stuff, or, you know, if, unless I just made it all up. And some weeks I make it all up. Some weeks I don't. And so the weeks that I don't, I want to make sure that I give that credit. So this was from mindset.focus. So some reasons you may need to change. Number one, you're afraid. You're afraid. If you're constantly anxious. So if you've got a job or you're in a current situation, or here you go, if you're in a relationship and you are constantly anxious, you're constantly scared because you're walking on eggshells, or because you feel like you're going to get fired, or because you've got a toxic boss, you might need to make a change. I know there are a few of you out there that I've worked with and that I know personally, this happened to you and you were in that situation in a job. And thankfully for a couple of you, I know that the boss got removed. But for some of you too, you took the approach of, hey, this is affecting my mental health. This is affecting my physical health. I need to make a change. So if you find yourself being consciously and consistently anxious, and I say consciously anxious, meaning that you notice it, like you're waking up in the morning and you're going, oh, I am visibly distraught about going to this job, about seeing this person. Might be time for change. Okay, ask yourself that. If you're avoiding new projects, you just don't want anything new. It's like, there's just nothing else that I want, right? Because you're scared. Not because you don't think you can do it, but because you're scared, because you're anxious, because you're uneasy. Okay? When you don't address the fear, those walls, or at least those pretend walls that we build up, will start closing in around you. Okay? You'll start making some mistakes and you'll realize that it's, or you'll feel like really it's the end of the world, right? You'll feel like it's the end of the world. But the reason is because you're just afraid. So ask yourself this week, if you are in a situation where you're constantly, consistently anxious and you're actually afraid, maybe it's time to make a change. Number two, this one will resonate with somebody out there. You're bored. You're bored. You're not being challenged in the way you once were challenged. Maybe you've built a company. Maybe you've built a division. Maybe you've built, your kind of own little empire within a company. And you've gotten bored. You've gotten bored. When you get bored, you will find that you don't seek challenges. You're not as engaged in your work, right? You won't feel as passionate as you once did. You won't be the type of leader that you once were. You won't lead your other people or the people that follow you the way you once were, because you will have lost that passion. Curious people find ways to not only entertain themselves, but to motivate themselves. So when you notice that you are bored and you go throughout the day and you're like, man, I just don't feel challenged anymore. I feel like this is too easy. I hope they don't find out how bored I really am. That'll work for a while. Like there'll be a little while where you'll be like, man, this is kind of cool. I'm just kind of coasting. But there will be a point where you're like, I just can't do this anymore because I'm just bored. I'm not stimulated intellectually, and I need something else. I need another challenge. So there's a reason why you might need to make a change. It's number two. Number three, you're distracted. You're distracted. So maybe you're in a situation where this could be a relationship as well. Certainly could be a career, could be just a job that you're in, and you find yourself distracted. You're constantly on your phone all day. You just scroll through Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. You're missing deadlines because you're just distracted. You're not as focused as you once were. You're not as intent as you once were. You can't remember or haven't set goals. You're not working towards anything. You're not being inspired by the company, by your boss, by yourself. You don't always have to have, right, extrinsic motivation. We need that intrinsic motivation to be able to inspire us, to be able to make us want to meet those deadlines, make those callbacks, return those emails, those things that we need to do. Maybe you need to refocus on what your long-term vision is or your long-term goal, and then reframe that into some short-term goals, those micro goals that I've talked about before on the podcast. What do you still want to do, that thing you thought you wanted to do long-term, or has that changed? And it's okay if it's changed. It's okay if it's changed and it's not in your degree field. It's not in your major field. You don't have a degree and you want to change. That's fine. You can change. Just admit it to yourself and say, yeah, you know what? I've just been distracted and I've not been living up to my potential. Not even my own potential, let alone what somebody else thinks I can do. Because a lot of times other people think we can do more than we think we can do. Especially if you're surrounding yourself by the right people.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Number four, you seek comfort. You seek comfort. You avoid hard projects when you seek comfort. Why? Because it's difficult. Because it's hard. Because it's a challenge. And you just want it to be comfortable. I think a lot of people have gotten into this rhythm and into this mode since COVID. Some people still haven't gotten out of this since COVID. It was comfortable. Even though the world around us seemed like it was in chaos and people were getting sick, from a work perspective, from a job perspective, it was comfortable. Why? Because you didn't have to work. A lot of people didn't work. You got used to sitting on the couch, not getting dressed, just showing up on video. It's still tough. And now you see that you're avoiding hard projects because you seek that comfort. You're working only the minimum hours. You're not being the best you. You're not putting in the hard work. You don't have a lot of friends. Why? Because it's difficult to go out and make a bunch of friends. And I'm not telling you to have a lot of friends. I think it's important to have four or five really good friends. But are you pouring time into those relationships? Or are you just seeking comfort? Right? This is the time to ask yourself, if this one resonates with you, is it time to get out of my comfort zone? Is it time to do something else? Is it time to take on that project that you know you've been asked to consider and you keep putting it off? Is it time to start that new social media account that you've been wanting to start? Is it time to start that side hustle? Is it time to start something else? Because you've been seeking comfort and you've not wanted it to be difficult. The next one, you procrastinate. Now, some of you may be procrastinators by nature. So if you're like, oh, that's me. No, maybe not. Maybe you always procrastinate. But if you find that you historically are not a person who procrastinates and you find yourself putting things off, then it might be time for a change, right? If you're constantly in a rush to finish something up, in a rush to get something done. Why? Because you've put it off for 2 or 3 weeks. Now you've got things that are piled up and you're rushing around, right? And you hadn't taken care of that thing you should have taken care of 3 or 4 weeks ago. And now it becomes not only your problem, but other people's problems. You're missing deadlines. Again, that's kind of a theme with some of this stuff. You're working long hours just before the deadline. Right? It's kind of like cramming for a test because you didn't take the time to make sure you were 100% ready and complete. Right? So notice that. Notice that if you procrastinate. Could be time for a change. Could be time for a change. I think that one's interesting. Because if you find yourself, you know, you've historically not been that person who procrastinates, and all of a sudden now you're doing that, you need to pause and just ask yourself why. Just ask yourself why. All right, number 6, you're burned out. Some of you are. Some of you, COVID was just the opposite. Some of you had to work like crazy through COVID, and you worked hard, and you worked long hours. And now you find yourself in a business where you thought was kind of your dream job, or you thought it was the thing you'd always wanted to do, and now you're miserable. You're constantly tired. You just get home and you just kind of veg out every night. You stay on the couch. You just scroll through Twitter. You just ruminate over and over again. You lose interest in hobbies. You don't know how to take a vacation. You haven't taken a vacation. This is the time to do that. If you feel yourself burned out, now's the time to take a break. Figure out a way to get away. Maybe for some of you, especially if you're leaders and you feel burned out, you need to learn how to delegate. You need to learn how to be a great delegator. Trust people. Surround yourself with people you can trust. But if you're burned out, it may be a sign that you need to make a change. Right? And the last one, you haven't accomplished anything in 6 months. You haven't accomplished anything in 6 months. You can't just spit out something that you've accomplished in the last 6 months. You've not hit a goal. You've not hit a sales target. You've not made an impact on people. You've not made an impact on your team. Your team hasn't done anything successful. You haven't done anything that you would consider accomplishment worthy in the last 6 months. Again, what are those reasons? Maybe you're focusing on the wrong things. Maybe you need to make a change there. Maybe you need to make a change within your team. Maybe you need to make a change within yourself in how you lead your area. I don't know what it is, but if you haven't accomplished anything in 6 months, something needs to change. All right, so those 7 things. You're afraid. You're bored, you're distracted, you seek comfort, you procrastinate, you're burned out, and you haven't accomplished anything in 6 months. Think about those this week. Kind of ponder on them. Write some of them down, especially the ones that resonate, and ask yourself, where do I need to make a change? Be real honest with yourself. Be real honest with yourself. And maybe it's that you need to make the change within the industry, within the profession, within the job that you're currently in. But you know you need to make a change. Maybe you need to get up earlier. Maybe you need to stay later. Maybe you need to have a difficult conversation with someone. I don't know what it is. But somewhere in those 7 things, there's probably something that hits you in a way that says, ooh, that's me. He's talking to me. How did he know? That's the thing they need to concentrate on and make that change starting this week. Hope you guys have a wonderful rest of the week. I will see you right back here next Thursday. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.